Good morning, everyone. Today is the 4th of February, 2023. It's Saturday. I hope you're having a good weekend. I think a lot of people take a particular scripture out of context, and I'm going to read it to you. It's found in the 19th chapter of John. This is where Christ is hanging on the cross, and in the 28th verse of the 19th chapter of John, it says, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, 'I thirst.' Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished.' And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost." Now it's true that Jesus knew before the creation that all things were going to be accomplished. Just like he knows all things are going to be accomplished, that we find in not only the 24th chapter of Matthew, but also in the book of Revelation. He's accomplished all things. And yes, I think this is pointing to the fact that when he says it is finished, he's talking about the fact that he had finished the work that his Father had sent him to do, which was to die on a cruel and rugged cross to save his people from their sins. I don't think this is alluding to the fact that everything was finished. Everything was finished in prophecy. I don't think that's what it means there. There's some people that say that means that everything's done. There's nothing else yet to be completed. And like I've said many times, you know, we're living in 2023, not 70 AD. You know, if you take 70 AD from 2023, what do you get? You get 1953 years that have gone on since 70 AD. You know? I was born in 1953. Okay. And, you know, I'm amazed at how many people try to say that there's nothing yet left to be completed. You know, in prophecy, it's all been done. And so what they're setting forth is that the Great Tribulation has already occurred. That Satan is bound in the bottomless pit. That Christ has already ruled and reigned for 1,000 years on the earth. You know, I think this is kind of a stretch, to say the least, to interpret it that way. Okay? The New Jerusalem has not come down out of God, out of heaven. We have not sat down at the marriage supper of the Lamb yet. Okay? So I'm going to read this 19th chapter of John, and then I'm going to have Mark reread it for us. And again, it's proper, we have to properly interpret Scripture. You know, we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We don't automatically assume that, you know, stars fell from heaven, Jesus Christ came back, Great Tribulation was only in 70 AD. We're denying huge amounts of history. We're denying 50 million Christians killed by the Roman Catholics. We're denying the Dark Ages. We're denying the Reformation. We're denying all of these events that have happened since 70 AD. John 19. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers put a plait of the crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe, and said, "Hail, King of Jews," and they smote him. "Hail, King of the Jews," and they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him." Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate saith unto him, "Behold the man." When the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him." Pilate saith unto him, "Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, "Whence art thou?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, "Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee?" Jesus answered, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin." And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, "If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought forth Jesus forth, sat down in the judgment seat in the place that is called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate saith unto them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then delivered he them therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. You know, there's a lot of people that have that same attitude today. They have no king but their government. They promote the Romans chapter 13. We have no king but Caesar. We have to go, we have to do what the government tells us to do. Well, our king takes precedent over the government, okay? Then delivered he them before unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away, and he bearing his cross went forth into a place called the place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. Where they crucified him and two other with him on either side, one and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." This title then read, "Many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin." Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, "Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am the King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to every soldier apart, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, "Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it. It shall be that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did." Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." Then saith he to the disciples, "Behold thy mother," and from that hour that disciple took her into his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, saith, "I thirst." Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received vinegar, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers to break the legs of the first and of the other, which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with the spear pierced his side, and forward came there out blood and water. And they that saw it bear record, and his record true, and he knoweth what he saith true, that he might believe. For these things were done that the scriptures should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And after this Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, was secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus, and there came also Nicodemus, which at first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen clothes with spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulcher, wherein was never man laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because the Jews' preparation day for the sepulcher was nigh at hand. Well, I'm going to have Mark read this for us, 19th chapter of John. And as he reads this, just remember that Jesus did finish the work that his Father came for him to do, but there was still many years that would pass before everything would come into final fruition.
Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. The soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. Said, Hail, King of the Jews, and they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and purple robe, and Jesus saith unto him, Behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, Whence art thou? Jesus gave him no answer. Saith Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that looked at me unto thee hath a greater sin. From thenceforth Pilate sought to release him. Jesus cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself the king, speak against Caesar. Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in judgment, seat in the places called the pavement, but the Hebrew Gabbatha. It was a preparation of the Passover, about the sixth hour, and he saith to them, Behold your king. They cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto him, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him therefore unto him to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away. And bearing his cross went forth into a place called the Place of the Skull, which was called Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him on either side, one Jesus in the midst. Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, the writing with Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. His title then read, Man of the Jews, the place where Jesus was crucified, nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. So the chief priest accused to Pilate, Write not the King of the Jews, but then he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. And the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to every soldier apart, Also his coat now, the coat was without seam, woven from top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, let us not rent it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be. The scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. And Jesus therefore saw his mother and his disciples standing by whom he loved. He saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. And saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled the sponge with vinegar and put it upon his and put it into his mouth. Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he saith, it is finished. He bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Jews therefore, because of preparation, bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day. For that Sabbath day was a high day, and besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and the other which was crucified with him. When they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs, but one of the soldiers with the spear pierced his side, and forth came there out blood and water. He that saw it bear record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that you might believe. These things were done, and the scripture should be fulfilled, the bone of him shall not be broken. Yet another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. There came also Nicodemus, which the first king of Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, bound 100-pound weight, then took away the body of Jesus, and went with linen clothes, spices, the men of the Jews to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, the sepulchre was nigh at hand.
Thank you, Mark. Well, here we have the account of the crucifixion of Jesus, and you know, he certainly did complete the work that his Father sent him to do. May the good Lord be with you today. It's my prayer. God bless.